Good afternoon. I'm Ed Ronco with KNKX News. Homelessness is one of the defining issues of this region, and for years, Seattle and King County leaders have been trying to find a way to solve the problem together. That effort took a big step today in a key vote to create a new regional homelessness authority. The new agency would combine funds from the city and the county, and the goal is to make it more efficient for people to find help and housing. But the plan has changed since it was first unveiled this fall, and that is causing some conflict among the different parties. KNKX reporter Simone Alisea has been following this, joins me now in the studio. Hi, Simone.
Hey, Ed.
All right. Tell us about the vote that happened this morning and why it's significant.
So the vote that happened today was in what's the county's regional policy committee, which includes elected officials from the Seattle City Council, King County Council, and officials from suburban cities. This is kind of the first big legislative hurdle for this plan. It was unanimously approved to create this new authority that would oversee shelter, mental health, addiction services, and then just the process of getting people into housing. But there is friction here because what they approved today has changed from what was developed by this really wide group of stakeholders.
All right. Friction. What are some of the sources of that?
So the big sticking point here is the governing structure. So the plan that was approved today creates an implementation board that decides how to enact policy. It creates budgets, and it's pretty much made up of experts. That board is overseen by the governing committee, which approves the budgets, hires the executives, and sets policy. This is a change from the original plan, wherein the governing committee was smaller, it had less power, and it had less influence from suburban cities. So, of course, suburbs want to say if regional policy is getting made, they're part of the county, they want to say on what happens. But there is tension between Seattle and some of these suburban cities because there are differing politics, and sort of neither side wants the other one to be making policy for them. And then you have this other aspect where you have homeless advocates who really want to make sure people who have experienced homelessness are centered in this process, have a lot of say. And then you have the money factor. Seattle, it's worth pointing out, is putting up $73 million to help stand up this agency. And suburbs at this point aren't putting in any of their own money.
Next steps here? What happens?
So the plan has to be approved separately by the King County and Seattle City Councils, and any amendments would have to go back to this regional committee. Seattle leaders have already said they have big concerns. They're actually being briefed on this right now as we speak. But everyone really wants to get this done before the end of the year. Changes could delay the process, so we'll have to see.
And real quickly, I imagine this is a pretty big change.
Yes, it is. You know, the people who have worked on this say it is a very big change. You're standing up a new agency that can set policy, spend money. You know, they really need this to be more than just another layer of bureaucracy.
Simone Alisea, thank you very much.
Thanks, Ed.